The First 3 Minutes, A Modern View of the Origin of the Universe. By Steven Weinberg. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The First 3 Minutes, A Modern View of the Origin of the Universe by Steven Weinberg is a book that explores the origin of the universe. Weinberg begins by discussing the Big Bang Theory, which states that the universe began with a single, infinitely dense point of matter and energy. He then goes on to discuss the scientific evidence that supports this theory, including the discovery of cosmic background radiation and the expansion of the universe. Weinberg also examines the implications of the Big Bang Theory, such as the idea that the universe is expanding and will eventually end in a Big Crunch. He also discusses the possibility of a steady-state universe, in which the universe is in a state of equilibrium and does not expand or contract. Weinberg then goes on to discuss the implications of the Big Bang Theory for the origin of life, the evolution of the universe, and the ultimate fate of the universe. He concludes by discussing the implications of the Big Bang Theory for religion and philosophy. The book is written in a clear and accessible style, making it suitable for both lay readers and scientists. Weinberg's writing is engaging and informative, and he provides a comprehensive overview of the Big Bang Theory and its implications. He also provides a detailed discussion of the scientific evidence that supports the Big Bang Theory, as well as a discussion of the implications of the theory for religion and philosophy. The book is an excellent introduction to the Big Bang Theory and its implications, and it is highly recommended for anyone interested in learning more about the origin of the universe. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Big Bang Theory, the universe began with a rapid expansion of matter and energy from a single point, known as the Big Bang. This theory explains the origin of the universe and its current structure. Main idea number 2. The expansion of the universe is expanding, and the rate of expansion is increasing. This is due to the repulsive force of dark energy, which is causing the universe to expand faster and faster. Main idea number 3. The cosmic microwave background radiation, the universe is filled with a faint, uniform background radiation, known as the cosmic microwave background radiation. This radiation is a remnant of the Big Bang and provides evidence for the Big Bang Theory. Main idea number 4. The formation of galaxies. Galaxies formed from the gravitational collapse of matter in the early universe. This process is still ongoing, and galaxies continue to form and evolve over time. Main idea number 5. The formation of stars. Stars form from the gravitational collapse of clouds of gas and dust. This process is still ongoing, and stars continue to form and evolve over time. Main idea number 6. The formation of planets. Planets form from the gravitational collapse of clouds of gas and dust around stars. This process is still ongoing, and planets continue to form and evolve over time. Main idea number 7. The formation of life. Life on Earth began with the formation of simple molecules, which eventually evolved into complex organisms. This process is still ongoing, and life continues to evolve over time. Main idea number 8. The laws of physics. The laws of physics govern the behavior of matter and energy in the universe. These laws are the same everywhere in the universe, and they have remained unchanged since the Big Bang. Main idea number 9. The structure of matter. Matter is made up of atoms, which are composed of protons, neutrons, and electrons. These particles interact with each other through the forces of nature, such as gravity and electromagnetism. Main idea number 10. The structure of energy. energy is made up of particles, such as photons and neutrinos. These particles interact with each other through the forces of nature, such as gravity and electromagnetism. Main idea number 11. The structure of space. Space is made up of three dimensions, which are length, width, and height. These dimensions are the same everywhere in the universe, and they have remained unchanged since the Big Bang. Main idea number 12. The structure of time. Time is a fourth dimension, which is different from the other three dimensions. Time is the same everywhere in the universe, and it has remained unchanged since the Big Bang. Main idea number 13. The theory of relativity. The theory of relativity explains how gravity affects the motion of matter and energy in the universe. This theory also explains the structure of space and time, and it has been confirmed by numerous experiments. Main idea number 14. The theory of quantum mechanics. The theory of quantum mechanics explains how particles interact with each other at the atomic and subatomic level. This theory has been confirmed by numerous experiments, and it is the basis for modern physics. Main idea number 15. The origin of the elements. The elements that make up the universe were created in the Big Bang and in the cores of stars. This process is still ongoing, and new elements continue to be created over time. Main idea number 16. The origin of the solar system. The solar system formed from the gravitational collapse of a cloud of gas and dust. This process is still ongoing, and new planets and moons continue to form over time. Main idea number 17. The origin of life on Earth. Life on Earth began with the formation of simple molecules, which eventually evolved into complex organisms. This process is still ongoing, and new species continue to evolve over time. Main idea number 18. The origin of human civilization. Human civilization began with the development of agriculture and the domestication of animals. This process is still ongoing, and new technologies continue to be developed over time. Main idea number 19. The future of the universe. The future of the universe is uncertain, but it is likely that it will continue to expand and eventually become cold and dark. This process is still ongoing, and the universe will continue to evolve over time. Main idea number 20. The search for understanding. Scientists are constantly searching for a deeper understanding of the universe and its origins. This search is ongoing, and new discoveries are made every day. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The Big Bang Theory is the prevailing cosmological model for the universe from the earliest known periods through its subsequent large-scale evolution. The model describes how the universe expanded from an initial state of high density and high temperature, and offers a comprehensive explanation for a broad range of phenomena, including the abundance of light elements, the cosmic microwave background, large-scale structure and Hubble's law. According to the Big Bang Theory, the universe was initially a very hot and dense singularity that expanded rapidly. As it expanded, it cooled and particles formed, eventually leading to the formation of stars, galaxies, and other large-scale structures. The Big Bang Theory is supported by a wide range of evidence, including the abundance of light elements, the cosmic microwave background, and the large-scale structure of the universe. The theory also explains the redshift-distance relation, which states that the farther away an object is, the faster it is moving away from us. This is due to the expansion of space, which causes light from distant objects to be stretched out and shifted to longer wavelengths. The Big Bang Theory is the most widely accepted explanation for the origin and evolution of the universe. It is a cornerstone of modern cosmology and provides a comprehensive explanation for a wide range of phenomena. The theory is supported by a wealth of observational evidence, and continues to be refined and tested as new data is collected. Main idea number 2. The universe is expanding, and the rate of expansion is increasing. This is due to the repulsive force of dark energy, which is causing the universe to expand faster and faster. This dark energy is a mysterious force that is pushing the galaxies apart, and it is believed to make up most of the energy in the universe. As the universe expands, the galaxies move farther and farther apart, and the space between them grows larger. This expansion is accelerating, and it is believed that the universe will continue to expand forever. The expansion of the universe has been studied for many years, and scientists have developed a number of theories to explain it. One of the most popular theories is the Big Bang theory, which states that the universe began with a single, extremely dense point of matter that exploded and expanded rapidly. This expansion is still happening today, and it is believed that the universe will continue to expand until it reaches a point of equilibrium, where the expansion rate slows down and eventually stops. The expansion of the universe is an important part of our understanding of the universe, and it has implications for many areas of science. For example, it affects our understanding of the age of the universe, the formation of galaxies, and the evolution of stars and galaxies. It also has implications for the future of the universe, as the expansion rate will determine how long the universe will last. Main idea number 3. The cosmic microwave background radiation, CMBR, is a faint, uniform background radiation that permeates the entire universe. It is a remnant of the Big Bang, the event that marked the beginning of the universe. The CMBR is the oldest light in the universe, and it provides evidence for the Big Bang theory. The CMBR was first discovered in 1965 by Arno Penzias and Robert Wilson, who were working on a radio antenna at Bell Labs. They noticed a faint, uniform background noise that was present regardless of the direction they pointed the antenna. After ruling out all other possible sources of the noise, they concluded that it was the CMBR. The CMBR has a temperature of 2.725 Kelvin, which is just a few degrees above absolute zero. It is composed of microwaves, which are a type of electromagnetic radiation. The CMBR is very uniform, with only slight variations in temperature across the sky. These variations are believed to be the seeds of the galaxies and other structures that we see in the universe today. The CMBR is an important piece of evidence for the Big Bang theory. It provides strong evidence that the universe began in a hot, dense state and has been expanding ever since. It also provides clues about the composition of the early universe and the processes that led to the formation of galaxies and other structures. Main idea number 4. The formation of galaxies is a complex process that began shortly after the Big Bang. As the universe cooled, matter began to clump together due to gravity, forming the first stars and galaxies. Over time, these stars and galaxies interacted with each other, merging and forming larger structures. As the universe continued to expand, the galaxies moved further apart, allowing them to evolve independently. This process is still ongoing, and galaxies continue to form and evolve over time. The structure of galaxies is determined by the interplay between gravity and the pressure of the gas and dust within them. As the gas and dust collapse under the influence of gravity, they form stars and planets. The stars and planets then interact with each other, creating a complex web of interactions that determine the shape and size of the galaxy. As the galaxies evolve, they can also interact with each other, merging and forming larger structures. The formation of galaxies is an ongoing process, and our understanding of it is still evolving. As we continue to observe and study galaxies, we are learning more about their structure and evolution. This knowledge can help us better understand the universe as a whole, and how galaxies form and evolve over time. Main idea number 5. The formation of stars is a complex process that is still not fully understood. It begins with the gravitational collapse of clouds of gas and dust. As the cloud collapses, it begins to spin faster and faster, and the material at the center of the cloud begins to heat up. Eventually, the temperature and pressure become so great that nuclear fusion begins, and a star is born. The star then continues to evolve over time, growing in size and brightness. As it does so, it also begins to expel material in the form of stellar winds and supernovae. This material then forms new clouds of gas and dust, which can then collapse to form new stars. This cycle of star formation and evolution has been going on for billions of years, and will continue to do so for billions more. Main idea number 6. The formation of planets is a complex process that is still ongoing. It begins with the gravitational collapse of clouds of gas and dust around stars. As the cloud collapses, it begins to spin faster and faster, and the material within it begins to clump together. This clumping forms a protoplanetary disk, which is a flattened disk of gas and dust that orbits the star. Over time, the material in the disk begins to coalesce into larger and larger bodies, eventually forming planets. As the planets form, they interact with each other and the star, and their orbits and compositions can change over time. This process is still ongoing, and planets continue to form and evolve over time. Main idea number 7. The formation of life on Earth is a complex and fascinating process. It began with the formation of simple molecules, such as water, carbon dioxide, and nitrogen, which were present in the early atmosphere. Over time, these molecules combined to form more complex molecules, such as proteins and nucleic acids. These molecules then interacted with each other, forming more complex structures, such as cells. Eventually, these cells evolved into more complex organisms, such as plants and animals. This process is still ongoing, and life continues to evolve over time. The formation of life on Earth is an example of the power of evolution. Through the process of natural selection, organisms that are better adapted to their environment are more likely to survive and reproduce. Over time, this leads to the emergence of new species and the extinction of others. This process has been ongoing for billions of years, and it is responsible for the incredible diversity of life that we see today. The formation of life on Earth is a reminder of the interconnectedness of all life. Every organism on the planet is related to every other organism, and all of them are part of the same evolutionary process. This process has been ongoing for billions of years, and it is responsible for the incredible diversity of life that we see today. Main idea number 8. The laws of physics are the fundamental rules that govern the behavior of matter and energy in the universe. These laws are the same everywhere in the universe, and they have remained unchanged since the Big Bang. They are the basis for all scientific understanding of the universe, and they are the foundation of all modern technology. The laws of physics are expressed in mathematical equations that describe the behavior of matter and energy. These equations are used to make predictions about the behavior of the universe, and they are used to develop new technologies. They are also used to explain the behavior of the universe on the smallest and largest scales, from the behavior of subatomic particles to the behavior of galaxies. The laws of physics are constantly being tested and refined as new discoveries are made. Scientists are constantly looking for new ways to explain the behavior of the universe, and they are constantly looking for new ways to use the laws of physics to develop new technologies. The laws of physics are the foundation of our understanding of the universe, and they are the basis for all modern technology. Without them, we would not be able to understand the universe, and we would not be able to develop the technologies that we rely on today. Main idea number 9. Matter is made up of atoms, which are composed of protons, neutrons, and electrons. These particles interact with each other through the forces of nature, such as gravity and electromagnetism. These forces are responsible for the structure of matter, from the smallest particles to the largest galaxies. At the atomic level, the protons and neutrons form the nucleus, while the electrons orbit around it. The nucleus is held together by the strong nuclear force, while the electrons are held in their orbits by the electromagnetic force. At a larger scale, the structure of matter is determined by the gravitational force. This force is responsible for the formation of stars, galaxies, and other large-scale structures in the universe. It is also responsible for the motion of planets and other objects in the solar system. The gravitational force is the weakest of the four fundamental forces, but it is the most important in terms of the structure of matter. The structure of matter is also affected by the weak nuclear force, which is responsible for certain types of radioactive decay. This force is much weaker than the strong nuclear force, but it is still important in terms of the structure of matter. Finally, the electromagnetic force is responsible for the behavior of charged particles, such as electrons and protons. This force is responsible for the behavior of light, and it is also responsible for the behavior of atoms and molecules. The structure of matter is a complex and fascinating subject. It is the result of the interactions between the four fundamental forces of nature, and it is responsible for the formation of the universe as we know it. Main idea number 10. Energy is made up of particles, such as photons and neutrinos. These particles interact with each other through the forces of nature, such as gravity and electromagnetism. These forces are responsible for the structure of energy, which is the basis of all physical phenomena. For example, the force of gravity holds the planets in their orbits, while the electromagnetic force binds atoms together to form molecules. The structure of energy also determines the behavior of matter, such as how it moves and changes in response to external forces. The structure of energy is also responsible for the behavior of light. Light is composed of photons, which interact with matter through the electromagnetic force. This interaction is responsible for the reflection, refraction, and absorption of light, which are the basis of all optical phenomena. The structure of energy also determines the behavior of sound, which is composed of waves of pressure that propagate through a medium. The structure of energy is also responsible for the behavior of heat. Heat is the transfer of energy from one object to another, and it is determined by the temperature difference between the two objects. Heat is also responsible for the behavior of gases, which are composed of molecules that move and interact with each other through the forces of nature. The structure of energy is also responsible for the behavior of electricity. Electricity is the flow of electrons through a conductor, and it is determined by the electric field that exists between two points. The structure of energy also determines the behavior of magnetism, which is the force that exists between two magnets. The structure of energy is the basis of all physical phenomena, and it is responsible for the behavior of matter, light, sound, heat, electricity, and magnetism. Understanding the structure of energy is essential for understanding the physical world around us. Main idea number 11. Space is made up of three dimensions: length, width, and height. These dimensions are the same everywhere in the universe, and they have remained unchanged since the Big Bang. This means that the structure of space is the same everywhere, and it has been the same since the beginning of time. This structure is what allows us to measure distances and angles, and it is what allows us to understand the universe around us. The structure of space is also what allows us to understand the laws of physics. These laws are based on the structure of space, and they are the same everywhere in the universe. This means that the same laws of physics apply to all objects, regardless of where they are located in the universe. This is why we can use the same equations to describe the motion of a planet around the sun, or the motion of a particle in a laboratory. The structure of space is also what allows us to understand the concept of time. Time is based on the structure of space, and it is the same everywhere in the universe. This means that the same laws of physics apply to all objects, regardless of when they are located in the universe. This is why we can use the same equations to describe the motion of a planet around the sun, or the motion of a particle in a laboratory. The structure of space is an important concept in understanding the universe. It is the same everywhere, and it has remained unchanged since the Big Bang. This structure is what allows us to measure distances and angles, and it is what allows us to understand the laws of physics. It is also what allows us to understand the concept of time. Without the structure of space, we would not be able to understand the universe around us. Main idea number 12. Time is a fourth dimension, distinct from the other three dimensions of space. It is the same everywhere in the universe, and it has remained unchanged since the Big Bang. Time is a fundamental part of the universe, and it is the basis for all physical laws. Time is a measure of change, and it is the basis for all motion and energy. Time is also a measure of the passage of events, and it is the basis for all life and evolution. Time is a concept that is difficult to define, but it is essential to our understanding of the universe. Time is a measure of the passage of events, and it is the basis for all physical laws. Time is also a measure of change, and it is the basis for all motion and energy. Time is a fundamental part of the universe, and it is the basis for all life and evolution. Time is a concept that is difficult to define, but it is essential to our understanding of the universe. Time is a measure of the passage of events, and it is the basis for all physical laws. Time is also a measure of change, and it is the basis for all motion and energy. Time is a fundamental part of the universe, and it is the basis for all life and evolution. Time is a concept that is difficult to define, but it is essential to our understanding of the universe. Time is a measure of the passage of events, and it is the basis for all physical laws. Time is also a measure of change, and it is the basis for all motion and energy. Time is a fundamental part of the universe, and it is the basis for all life and evolution. Time is a concept that is difficult to define, but it is essential to our understanding of the universe. Time is a measure of the passage of events, and it is the basis for all physical laws. Time is also a measure of change, and it is the basis for all motion and energy. Time is a fundamental part of the universe, and it is the basis for all life and evolution. Main idea number 13. The theory of relativity is a fundamental theory of physics that explains how gravity affects the motion of matter and energy in the universe. It was first proposed by Albert Einstein in 1905 and has since been confirmed by numerous experiments. According to the theory, gravity is not a force that acts between two objects, but rather a distortion of spacetime caused by the presence of mass. This distortion causes objects to move in curved paths, and it also affects the passage of time. The theory of relativity also explains the structure of space and time, and it has been used to develop a number of important theories, such as quantum mechanics and the Big Bang theory. The theory of relativity has had a profound impact on our understanding of the universe. It has been used to explain phenomena such as the bending of light around massive objects, the slowing of time near massive objects, and the expansion of the universe. It has also been used to develop new technologies, such as GPS systems and nuclear power. The theory of relativity is one of the most important theories in physics, and it continues to be studied and refined by scientists today. Main idea number 14. The theory of quantum mechanics is a fundamental part of modern physics. It explains how particles interact with each other at the atomic and subatomic level. This theory has been confirmed by numerous experiments, and it is the basis for our understanding of the universe. It states that particles can exist in multiple states at the same time, and that they can interact with each other in ways that are not possible in classical physics. This means that particles can be in two places at once, and can even be in two different states at the same time. This has implications for the behavior of matter on the smallest scales, and it has been used to explain phenomena such as the behavior of electrons in atoms and the behavior of light. The theory of quantum mechanics also explains the behavior of particles on the macroscopic scale. It states that particles can be in multiple states at the same time, and that they can interact with each other in ways that are not possible in classical physics. This means that particles can be in two places at once, and can even be in two different states at the same time. This has implications for the behavior of matter on the largest scales, and it has been used to explain phenomena such as the behavior of light and the behavior of matter in the universe. The theory of quantum mechanics has been used to explain a wide range of phenomena, from the behavior of electrons in atoms to the behavior of light. It has also been used to explain the behavior of matter on the largest scales, such as the behavior of galaxies and the behavior of the universe as a whole. This theory has been confirmed by numerous experiments, and it is the basis for our understanding of the universe. Main idea number 15. The origin of the elements is a fascinating topic that has been studied for centuries. In the early 20th century, it was discovered that the elements were created in the Big Bang and in the cores of stars. This process is still ongoing, and new elements continue to be created over time. The Big Bang is thought to have created the lightest elements, such as hydrogen and helium. These elements were then fused together in the cores of stars to create heavier elements, such as carbon, oxygen, and iron. This process is known as nucleosynthesis, and it is still occurring today. The elements created in the Big Bang and in stars are then spread throughout the universe by supernovae, which are the explosive deaths of stars. These supernovae eject the elements into space, where they can be incorporated into new stars, planets, and other objects. The origin of the elements is an ongoing process, and new elements continue to be created over time. This process is essential for the formation of new stars, planets, and other objects in the universe, and it is a key part of the evolution of the universe. Main idea number 16. The origin of the solar system is a fascinating topic that has been studied for centuries. The prevailing theory is that the solar system formed from the gravitational collapse of a cloud of gas and dust. This process is still ongoing, and new planets and moons continue to form over time. The collapse of the cloud was triggered by the gravitational attraction of the material within it. As the cloud contracted, it began to spin faster and faster, and the material within it began to clump together. This clumping eventually formed the planets, moons, and other objects that make up the solar system today. The formation of the solar system was a complex process that took millions of years to complete. During this time, the planets and moons were bombarded by asteroids and comets, which helped to shape their surfaces and atmospheres. The planets also underwent a process of differentiation, where heavier elements sank to the core and lighter elements rose to the surface. This process is still ongoing, and the planets and moons continue to evolve over time. The origin of the solar system is an ongoing area of research, and scientists are still uncovering new details about its formation. By studying the composition of the planets and moons, as well as the objects that orbit them, we can gain a better understanding of how the solar system came to be. Main idea number 17. The origin of life on Earth is a fascinating and complex topic. It is believed that the first life forms on Earth were simple molecules, such as amino acids, which formed in the primordial soup of the early Earth. These molecules eventually evolved into more complex organisms, such as bacteria and single-celled organisms. Over time, these organisms evolved into more complex forms, such as plants and animals. This process of evolution is still ongoing, and new species continue to emerge as the environment changes. The exact origin of life on Earth is still unknown, but scientists have proposed several theories. One popular theory is that life originated from a process called abiogenesis, which is the spontaneous generation of life from non-living matter. Another theory is that life was brought to Earth from outer space, either through meteorites or comets. Finally, some scientists believe that life on Earth was created by an intelligent designer. No matter what the origin of life on Earth is, it is clear that life has evolved over time and continues to do so. This process of evolution has resulted in the incredible diversity of life that we see today, and it is likely that new species will continue to emerge in the future. Main idea number 18. The origin of human civilization is a complex and fascinating topic. It is believed that the development of agriculture and the domestication of animals were the first steps in the development of human civilization. This process allowed humans to produce food in a more efficient manner, and it also allowed them to settle in one place and form communities. This process of domestication and agriculture allowed humans to develop new technologies, such as pottery, metalworking, and writing, which allowed them to store and share information. Over time, these technologies allowed humans to develop more complex societies and civilizations. The development of agriculture and domestication of animals also allowed humans to develop new forms of social organization, such as the division of labor and the emergence of classes. This allowed humans to specialize in certain tasks and to create a more efficient and productive society. This process of social organization also allowed humans to develop new forms of government, such as monarchies and democracies, which allowed them to create laws and regulations to govern their societies. The development of human civilization is an ongoing process, and new technologies continue to be developed over time. This process has allowed humans to create a more complex and interconnected world, and it has allowed them to explore and understand the universe around them. The origin of human civilization is an important topic, and it is one that continues to be studied and discussed by scholars and historians. Main idea number 19. The future of the universe is uncertain, but it is likely that it will continue to expand and eventually become cold and dark. This process is still ongoing, and the universe will continue to evolve over time. As the universe expands, the matter within it will become more and more diffuse, and the temperature of the universe will drop. Eventually, the universe will reach a point where it is so cold and dark that no new stars or galaxies can form. This is known as the heat death of the universe. The exact timeline of this process is unknown, but it is estimated that it will take billions of years for the universe to reach this point. After this, the universe will remain in a state of equilibrium, with no new stars or galaxies forming. This is the likely fate of the universe, but it is possible that new phenomena could arise that could alter this fate. The future of the universe is an area of active research, and scientists are still trying to understand the exact nature of the universe's evolution. It is possible that new discoveries could lead to a better understanding of the universe's future, and even the possibility of preventing the heat death of the universe. Main idea number 20. The search for understanding is a never-ending quest for scientists. Every day, new discoveries are made that bring us closer to understanding the universe and its origins. In his book The First 3 Minutes, A Modern View of the Origin of the Universe, Steven Weinberg explains how the universe began and how it has evolved over time. He explains the Big Bang theory and how it has been used to explain the formation of galaxies, stars, and planets. He also discusses the current theories of dark matter and dark energy, and how they may be related to the origin of the universe. Weinberg's book is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning more about the universe and its beginnings. Weinberg's book is just one example of the many resources available to scientists as they continue their search for understanding. Other books, articles, and research papers provide insight into the universe and its origins. Scientists also use technology such as telescopes and satellites to observe the universe and gain a better understanding of its structure and composition. By combining these resources, scientists are able to gain a better understanding of the universe and its origins. The search for understanding is an ongoing process, and scientists are constantly making new discoveries. As new discoveries are made, our understanding of the universe and its origins continues to grow. This search for understanding is an important part of science, and it is essential for scientists to continue to explore and learn more about the universe and its origins. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.